So, Danielle, you have prepared for us a whack rap recap.
I have. I'm very proud of this. I have sat down many, many, many times and tried to write raps, and it has not come to fruition until this.
She is quite the rapper.
Okay.
Every Friday morning, I would record her rapping, and we would try to put it together with the beats. That was fun. I miss those moments.
I do miss that.
Me too. I don't miss waking up that early, but I do miss being with you that early.
I still wake up that early.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do. I guess you don't miss that. So taking then the events of Drew Garabo Live and keeping you up to date, here is Danielle with the whack rap. Oh, excuse me. Danielle, stop that. Gross.
That's the beat. That's right. Been laying low for a while, but Drew and Seth brought me back. Resurrecting Danny McBizzle for another whack rap recap. 2.5 years went by. A lot has changed in life. I'm a mom, says FOA. And does Drew still have a wife? That was a joke, or wait, was it? Anywho, moving on. I've got your phone calls today. Step aside, promo John. An open letter to Kayla. Thanks for growing your brand. Your trip to Vegas paved the way for us to reunite the band. Another lighthearted kicker, just like Triumph I Kid. Aside from keeping it a secret, I had to down what she did. So glad to finally do a show with Gio and SBK. The Birdman and the guy with the funkiest toe in Tampa Bay. Don't ask me to battle with Drew, because he'd eat me alive. My words are carefully scripted. He shouts us out on the fly. Speaking of, I'd like to make a little special request. Can we get DJ Sergeant Honky on today as a guest? Shout out your sexy phone screener. Never mind, it's just me. And don't think for a second I'll put you through before three. Might be a newbie in here, but a melody that's a fact. Peace out, I'm Danny McBizzle, and that was your whack rap recap.
Oh, hell
bye.
Yeah. Oh,
man.
Oh, whoa.
Thank you.
It's been so long since I heard something like that.
Thank you.
Does Drew still have a what?
Wife.
How dare you?
It rhymes with life, dude. What do you got me to do?
So does Barney Fife. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. That was phenomenal. That was really, really exceptional.
She I cleared all her lines, by the way. So
yeah, I asked permission about a couple
of
them.
Well, at least you ran it by somebody who has my best interest in mind. Thanks, Danielle.
Hey, she's just a listener, Garabo. That's all she is.
No, it was exceptional. And it's funny that you should ask for a little DJ Sergeant Honky and shout out your sexy phone screener, because we have crafted a shout out your, I'm struggling with the word sexy.
Shout out your cute.
Right, because there's a debate showing bedtimes for children. Now, my son is 12. I will tell you that we will play Madden sometimes. Like, I get done with my run sometimes around 9:30. Then he's done all his homework by the time I get home. So we'll play Madden sometimes until 10:30.
Oh.
Then he's up in bed brushing his teeth by 10:45. Asleep by 11.
Is that late?
I mean, for a 12-year-old, according to this guideline, he should be waking up at 7:30 if he goes to bed at 9:45. If he goes to bed at 11, that means he should be waking up. So he's not getting enough sleep. So I am depriving him by playing Madden with him. So if I were doing a shout out your bedtime, I would call him and he would say, like 11 o'clock.
Whoa,
dude.
It's too late. I know. It's way too late, but I really enjoy playing Madden with him. Like, it's father-son bonding time, as he says.
And there's nothing wrong. You know, you can't get that time back. But
right.
The thing about it is, you put him to bed late, it ensures that he gets a nice, deep sleep.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I have to wake him up in the morning so I know he's been sleeping
exactly.
Very well.
Exactly.
It's better than him waking up at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
When we put him to bed at, like, 10, he would wake up at 6 a.m., so who needs that? So what we would like, parents, I don't normally encourage you to have your kids listen to, let alone call our show, but I would love it if kids could shout out their
way too late bedtime.
Yes. Not their sexy bedtime, because we don't want anything involved with kids and sexy.
Shout out your cute way too late bedtime.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Once we get the lines filled up, then DJ Sergeant Honky will take over and we will do a shout out your cute, way too late, bedtime. Now, we have the kids call up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's, little Johnny's on the line, and he goes to bed at, what, 9:25?
Oh, that's not late enough.
10:25?
Give me something past midnight.
1:25 a.m.?
Now we're talking, little Johnny. We're going to put you right through.
So, yo, little Johnny, you're on Drew Garabo Live. What's your cute, way too late bedtime?
1:25?
Yeah, see? That's how that would work.
I like how you did that.
Yeah, little Susie, she goes to bed at 2:30. So, yo, put your mom on the phone. I'll get a little flirty. Little Susie, what's your way too late bedtime?
Little Susie goes to bed at 2:30.
Damn, little Susie must be sick.
Little Susie sounds like John L. Brooks when
little
she told me.
Little Susie feels good right about now.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I realize that this is a bit of a reach to get someone on the phone who will let us put their, let alone six someones on the phone who will let us put their kids on the show.
Dude, we can do it. And if we can't, we've got tons of other things to cover today. Okay. Including how people around the office feel about the way you walk.
Yeah, I got that coming up too. Get your journal music out of there. Got an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
I already used flirty. What else? Hurdy?
Dirty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
DJ Sergeant Honky up in this piece.
Honky.
Yeah.
Sergeant Honky.
Right, all right. Here we go. I see two kids on the line now. All right, all right. We're trying to get more kids than Jared Fogel. Too soon. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Picking it up where Danny McBizzle left off.
Yeah.
Spitting hot fire. I'm the one you admire. I'm the king of rock. You better call me sire.
Yeah.
Here we go. Get ready, Liam. You're going to be first. Check it. Ha. Ha. We got kids on the line, and I can't be dirty. Liam, what's your way too late bedtime?
10:30.
Yeah. What's that kid doing up so late at 11 years old?
Playing Madden.
Yeah. That's what he's doing. Right. Letting the computer call the plays for you.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man. All right. All right. With this beat and my rhymes, you know I'll be fine. Zooey, what's your way too late bedtime?
Zooey?
Zooey. It says Zooey. Are you Zooey or Zoe?
How do you spell it, dude?
I'm Zoe.
What up, Zoe? How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. What's your way too late bedtime, girl?
Wait, what?
Yeah! Wait, what? What? Called her Zooey, but her name is Zoe. My rhymes tend to get a little bit flowy. 9:30 was a way too late bedtime. And in my head, I just came up with a headline and it read, kids sleep not enough. My rhymes are tough. You know I'm in the buff naked, but don't fake it. It took your mama 9 months to make it. Hey, yo, Matthew, you be smoking on that green. What's your way too late bedtime?
3:15.
Yeah! You know he's smoking on that ish.
Uh-oh.
Right? Yeah. I can sing the rap and I like the rock. Kira, what's your way too late bedtime? Kira?
Yep.
What's your way too late bedtime, girl?
What do we say? 11 p.m.
What?
11 p.m. Why are you staying up that late, girl?
It's 11 p.m.
You gonna be all tired for school the next day, girl. You getting enough sleep?
Yep.
What's your mama doing right now?
I don't know. L'chaim.
L'chaim? Is that
L'chaim? That's a L'chaim.
I love it.
L'chaim, L'chaim, to wife, to life. Don't have a husband and you don't have a wife. Don't know how many years you possess, but I know that this rhyme will put you in distress. Megan, she's 11 years old, and her shower has a whole lot of mold. Megan, I hope you think my rhymes rock. What's your too late bedtime, girl?
9 o'clock.
And how old you is?
11.
That's a little bit too late to be staying up at your age, don't you think?
Not really.
What time you wake up in the morning, girl?
6:30.
6:30, that's early. You wash your butt in the shower?
I take showers at night.
There you go. Yeah, shower at night. You can save some time. Thank you very much for your phone call. Use that shampoo, girl.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Wash your ass. A six-year-old. I don't know what to do with a girl who's six. Don't know what to do with a room full of chicks. She might stay up a little too late. Lily, what's your way too late bedtime?
At 8.
Girl, you in first grade?
Yeah.
You cutting things up with construction paper and scissors?
Yeah.
My name is Drew. You use that crazy glue?
Yeah.
You ever get curious and take a little taste of that glue or paste?
No.
You listen to your parents and eat your vegetables?
Yes.
You like Justin Bieber?
No.
I love you. Thank you so much for the phone call. Have a great day. See you later, Lily.
Bye. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's Lily.
Yes.
Check it.
Yes.
I run like a stallion, you bang like a filly. Now I'm gonna get some noise from my girl Lily. Yeah. All right, we got one more. I apologize if I got a little bit dirty. Justin, what's your way to like bedtime, dude?
10:30.
Sounds like your voice is getting a little bit deeper, my man.
10:30.
Well, Danny McBizzle dissed me in a rap. I'm so pissed off that I'm gonna take a nap. Diss my marriage and you diss myself. You can put your raps back on the shelf. Nobody asked for your opinion on my marriage. Nobody asked for you to push your carriage. Baby's at home alone. Where's my mommy? And I'm the Who's Tommy. Thank you, Lily.
Pastrami?
Very good. I can make a lunch meat reference, but I ain't gonna do that because I love you, girl. Thank you, Lily. Say it, Lily.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.